What's up, everybody? It's your man, Danelle, a.k.a. Small Guy Promotions, a.k.a. Omaha Fatty, coming to you with another podcast episode of What's Up, Omaha. Today, you know, not a lot going on. We're still practicing quarantine, social distancing, safe distancing, whatever you want to say about it. So just giving a general update. Last week, we had a really good episode with my man, Logan, from, you know, 10 Planet Omaha, one of my dojo brothers. Good conversation about things and how COVID or coronavirus has, you know, impacted people's daily lives. I mean, you know, you can't go a day without hearing about COVID. So, you know, that's just the world that we're in right now. But it was a really good episode. Excited to get back on the mats and do some jujitsu and get choked out. It sounds crazy that you want to be choked out, but man, if you train, you understand. Today, I don't have a lot on the agenda. One thing I just wanted to talk about was continuing to find ways to support local. It's easy to do the food businesses, the restaurants and whatnot. It's a little harder sometimes to support other local businesses unless you're getting online and whatnot. You know, if you follow the Omaha Fatty page on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or, you know, TikTok, you know, I'm on all those platforms, LinkedIn, you'll see that we do get a good amount of food. Friday through Sunday are usually days that we go out and make sure to try to support. You know, Monday through Thursday, just depending on the week, we'll try to eat from home, you know, home-cooked meals. I made some beef stew last week. I think it was on like Wednesday or Thursday. I can't remember what day, but it was pretty good. And my wife was like, how come we've never made beef stew before? And I'm like, I don't know, but I had got some cut up beef steak the other week when I went grocery shopping, and I was like, man, I'm gonna make some stew. And it was cool. Had some red wine you put into it, and, you know, your garlic and some parsley at the end. I didn't have fresh parsley. I didn't have everything that the recipe called for, but, you know, it still came out pretty good. You can check out those photos online. But yeah, we do definitely try to get out over the weekend and eat. And, you know, one thing that was cool with Mother's Day, you know, I wanted to make sure to support locally as well. So what happened was the other week when I went to the chiropractor, no one had masks on, and I hadn't had a mask previously myself. And I was just like, you know what, man, if I'm going to be going out, even if it's just to grab a bite real quick, I should probably get a mask or two. So I went out to I messaged Fabric Bash, one of the local quilting businesses that I know of from doing the events that we do with Small Guy Promotions, our expo events, our community business events. Well, you know, Kathy, the owner, part owner, she participated in two of our events in the last couple of years. So she was the first person that I thought to contact. I know a lot of people are making masks, but, you know, I want to make sure to give back to people who believe in me enough to be a part of my event. So I reached out through Facebook and asked if she has any masks, because I thought I had saw something, but I wasn't sure. And I was going through the Facebook page and I didn't see anything specific. So I wanted to make sure to reach out and ask. I'm glad I did, because she said, yeah. So I went there and I got a couple of masks for myself. I got masks for my daughters. And then it turned out to be really good, because we've probably, it's been at least a year that we've talked about having her on the podcast. So we may take some steps to get that done. Not sure exactly how that's going to look. But not only that, while I was there, I saw that she had some travel mugs. And with Mother's Day coming up, you know, Mother's Day was, you know, the other weekend, last weekend. But I was like, oh, man, my wife loves coffee. So we started talking about the travel mug, and she told me that they actually have a laser printer that they can, you know, etch out designs or names or whatever you need to customize the mug. So I was like, oh, man, that's cool. Let me think about what I want on it, and I'll get back to you. So turns out that I did go to them for the travel mug. I got my name and my daughter's names on the mug. Went back and got another mask for my wife, and then we gave her the mask and the mug, and then a big bag of gummy bears for Mother's Day. We also went out and, well, I also went out and got lunch, or actually it was breakfast. It was breakfast. It was still before noon. So, I mean, or brunch, maybe it was brunch. I don't know exactly what time it was, but we did eat locally again. The Sojourn Cafe over in Ralston, downtown Ralston. I've been seeing people post about it. Dan Hoppin with the Restaurant Hoppin podcast. I saw him mention it. I talked to him about it, and he said it was really good. They were in the paper or on the news or something recently. I remember Dan said, hey, you might want to give it a couple of weeks to let the buzz die down a little bit. So that was before the COVID had started. I think it was probably back in January or early February. So I was like, yeah, man, let's go there. So got there. We had some breakfast food for Mother's Day, and then also went out. We did a twofer on Mother's Day. Went out for breakfast, and then, when I say went out, I went and picked it up, brought it back home. Then after that, went to Roma Italian restaurant in Bellevue. We hadn't been there for a couple of years. One thing that I remembered about Roma was the big portions. And that is still the case. They serve huge portions. If you like Italian food and you like big portions for a price that's not too expensive, you definitely give them a try. It's pretty good. I'm like a chicken parm guy, but they had a shrimp parm, and I hadn't seen that before. So I was like, yeah, let me get that. So I got that, and, you know, it made two meals out of the one order. So definitely check them out. The garlic bread was pretty good. And they give you a lot. Like I had two things of aluminum foil filled with bread. So definitely check those guys out. But, you know, again, just trying to find ways to support locally. And we eat out more now than we've ever done before, I feel like, because we just want to support. And we're not struggling right now. And we know a lot of people are. We've had conversations about the restaurant industry and the service industry and how people are struggling. So we try to make sure to eat and you know, tip decently well. I mean, we were always doing 20% in general anyway, but we're trying to do a little better than that now just to help out and let people know that, hey, man, we know it's a struggle, but there's people out there that care and we want to help out any way we can. So that's what we're doing. Shoot, I'm going to eat out today. We had Ray's Wings yesterday, one of my favorite places down in Midtown. So check Ray's out if you have not before. The burger that I had was so good. The wings, I had the lunchbox charbuff. So you get like the lunchbox is a mix of barbecue and buffalo sauce. Oh, so good. Where else did we eat at? On Friday. No, I take that back. On Friday, we ate at Ray's. That was pretty good. Yesterday, we actually gave a new place a try. So what my wife and I have been doing is we've been trying to figure out how to spread the love amongst these local restaurants. And what we decided was we'll try to do a thing where we switch back and forth. We'll alternate between restaurants that we go to often or that are kind of usual suspects for us, and then one new place. So we'll go to a Raise that we've been to 20 times. And then the next time it's like, hey, we need to try a new place. So yeah, the new place that we went yesterday, Mexican food in Papillion, down off of 84th Street, El Chicano. I had been hearing about that place as well, saw them on the news. And we wanted to give it a try. My wife loves Mexican food. We got some street tacos, we got like a rice bowl for the girls. My wife got the street tacos that she got. It was the chorizo, and I got the El Pastor. And man, if you like street tacos, go and check this place out. Like, legit, real good. The El Pastor had I like spicy. Not too spicy, just enough of a kick to give me like a little, you know, you want to feel alive, you know. So, man, I would definitely go back to that place. The tacos were so good. The girls liked their rice bowl. And then we got some guac, some chips and guac, corn and flour chips. It was a good meal. We've been lucking out with some really good meals during this time period. You know, it's always nice to have a good selection of places to go and eat at. So, and you know, get some variety so things don't get old. You keep it fresh with new spots. And I'm really glad that we do this. I know Dan Hoppen, one of the things that he's trying to push people to do during this pandemic, or, you know, things just opened up recently. So, you know, I don't know if people are still doing that, but they probably should be. But he's big on saying, create a list of places that you haven't been that you want to go. So the next time when you're in that rut and you're thinking, oh, I don't know what to eat, I'm going to go back to one of my usual places. It's an opportunity for you to go down that list and just pick one of those places off the list. You know, because sometimes when you're in a rush or it's like last minute, you're like, oh, man, you just go to what's normal. But I like that he pushes people to do that so they can experience something new. And I don't have like a physical list. I have a mental list. But yeah, it's definitely a good thing. But again, we try to do it a little differently, and we alternate because we want to support our mom and pops that we're like loyal to for sure. You know, Grecian Euros, Golden Bowl. I need to get back to Papio Pit because it's been a while. We tried to get there a couple times, but it just didn't work out. El Vallarta, you know, the places around us in our community for sure. When we're spending money, we wanted to always go back to the community. So that's one of the things that we do. I need to find ways to support other businesses also that aren't food related. So that was a really good thing about being able to go to Fabric Bash, bringing it all the way back around, looping it to make it complete. But it felt good to spend some money at Fabric Bash. And, you know, I'll try to see what else I can do to support local, because I know, you know, it's a tough time for people. And, you know, we want everybody to survive and get through. I keep calling it pandemic season. So with things opening back up, we'll see what happens. I don't know. Hopefully people do exercise precaution. I don't know what's right or wrong. Do whatever you feel comfortable with, but please just think about other people and other people's health and safety, because that's one of the things that bugs me is if you're supposed to wear the mask for other people, you don't know what kind of health issues other people have. And if you're going to be stubborn and don't wear a mask, you know, just make sure not to be in close proximity to people. I mean, because it's not about you. It's about, you know, keeping other people safe. So it might suck to wear a mask, and it might not be the easiest of things, but it's really not that hard. Like, I don't care to wear a mask either, but if I'm going to a place, and I haven't even really been out to a bunch of places, but just to make sure that other people are protected, I'm going to put on a mask. And it only cost me $8 at Fabric Bash. So I got five masks. So I spent $40 or $30. Wait, $40. I spent $40 on 8 masks. Man, I'm just tripping right now. I spent $40 because I bought 5 masks. I don't know what is going on with my math right now. 5 masks, $8 a mask, $40. That's what I spent. yeah, man, $40 to maybe help keep someone else safe or healthy and to support a local business. It's a bill that I'm willing to foot. I'm not worried about it. So that's what it is, man. I want everybody to, you know, again, just be safe, be smart, you know, don't be an a-hole. Think about other people. It's not just about you. But I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful day, and smile, help someone else smile, laugh and help someone else laugh all day, every day. That's what it is, man. Peace out.